It's 8:41 now, and problems persist on the northbound lanes of the George Washington Parkway this morning. Of course, it's a popular commuter route, and it has been closed at Spout Run all morning long. This is after an accident and all the cleanup that's going on there. And joining us live now is Sergeant Leilani Woods with the U.S. Park Police. Good morning, Sergeant. Great to have you with us today.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Okay, so tell me about this accident. It happened last night, close to 11 hours ago. Can you tell us what spilled on the road? What's taking so long for the cleanup to take place?
Sure. So the crash occurred just after 9:30 last night. It was a tour bus that experienced some major engine problem. And what resulted from that was parts from the engine to include oil and some diesel fuel that spilled onto the parkway. So yeah. Right now they're doing cleanup, which is taking so long.
Now, we do have accidents that involve, you know, fuel spilling, diesel fuel spilling. I assume that's what the bus had.
Yes.
And it ordinarily doesn't take as many hours to accomplish. Were there other complications here? Because people are darn frustrated.
Yes, and it's unfortunate. We definitely apologize for the inconvenience that it's caused. But with light, we were able to pretty much see how much oil that actually spilled, and waiting for the proper maintenance personnel to come on scene took some time last night. Fairfax Fire was very helpful, and they responded and attempted to do some spill mitigation. But as of now, we found some other elements that we needed to treat, to include placing booms on drainages to, you know, ensure that none of the spillage in the compounds would go into any of the drainage pipes. So we're just taking measures to ensure that all the oil is cleaned up, all the fuel is cleaned up, and the roadway will be safe for passage.
Now, we have one of our traffic reporters out there who recently said that the people are confused at that spot because they're not sure of where to go, and so there's a lot of confusion, and that's causing some of that delay. What's the signage out there? Is it evident where people need to go in order to get around this problem?
Well, they have the road closed at Spout Run, so commuters can take Route 50 or 66 and other roadways that parallel the parkway. And it's important, and that's one of the messages we'd like to get out to the public, is to, you know, take alternate routes, because unfortunately there are occurrences on the parkway that with a two-lane roadway.
But is there signage out there to show people where to go?
There are officers out there, as well as veritable message boards.
Yeah, there was one woman that was in tears as she was talking to our reporter. She was lost. She didn't know what to do, where to go, and no one was helping her. Thankfully, he was there, but you would think that there might be crews that could do something about that. I want to go to this point. You talked about delays in getting crews and equipment to the scene. Why?
I guess it's not an expectation for this type of thing to happen, and once notification is made.
No. We know that accidents happen. That isn't so. We know accidents happen. We got to respond to them, and it'll always happen at the wrong time. So, we were waiting for people to show up at work.
Well, this happened last night, and there were not personnel on scene. So, getting the right maintenance person and the right equipment on scene, it takes time.
Okay.
And in the meantime, we had Fairfax County respond, and they helped out with some of the spillage.
Any idea how long it'll be before this is done?
No, we don't have a time frame of how long it's going to take to clean up, but they're working diligently and try to get everything they can done before the rain.
All right. We wish them good luck, because we know how much of a frustration it's been. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Sergeant Leilani Woods with the U.S. Park Police. She obviously is in a difficult situation of trying to explain what's going on.
Absolutely.